From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up in Afghanistan, the Taliban target schools for girls.
First, a series of seven explosions struck the commuter rail line in the Indian city of Mumbai today. It's also known as Bombay. Officials first reported at least 20 people killed, and then 80, and then more than 100. They shut down the entire train system and told people to stay away from train stations. Justin Hugler is a correspondent for the Independent newspaper. He joins me from New Delhi. Justin, what more can you give us on these bombings?
There's nothing more that's confirmed at the moment, except that the Indian authorities have said they're expecting an attack, but they didn't know where and when. But what is unconfirmed at the moment are reports that that intelligence sources suspect this is the work of Lashkar-e-Taiba, a militant Islamic group that generally concentrate on Kashmir.
It's a militant Islamic group linked to the province of Kashmir on the border with Pakistan.
Yeah, Lashkar-e-Taiba is a group based inside Pakistan whose membership is drawn mostly from Pakistanis who infiltrate into the Indian side of Kashmir to carry out attacks inside Indian Kashmir or inside India proper.
Are they linked to earlier attacks, this group?
Yes, to lots of small-scale attacks inside Kashmir. They were certainly accused of being behind bombings in Delhi last autumn on a series of shopping markets on the last shopping day before a major religious festival here. And they've been accused of links to various other attacks.
Would this be on a different scale? I mean, this is a coordinated set of bombings, seven different bombs going off on seven different trains over a period of some time. It's a pretty significant terrorist act, it seems to me.
It's certainly on a different scale. It's much more reminiscent of the scale of bombings that were carried out in Bombay in 1993, which were considered to be the work of basically of mafia gangsters in Bombay who turned dramatically and unexpectedly to political bombing. They were a Muslim group of gangsters, and it was a time of great sectarian tension between Hindus and Muslims. This group, the D Company of Daoud Ibrahim, suddenly turned to political bombings.
Justin, just in the last months, there have been so many glowing stories about the India economy, about a new vitality in India. This is really going to be a blow to the entire nation, isn't it?
Well, it'll be a blow. I mean, India tends to take these blows in its stride. I mean, there'll be a lot of anger, but I don't think it'll dent Indian confidence. Bombay is certainly the city at the forefront of India's rapidly expanding economy. And so any attack on Bombay is an attack on that new Indian strength in a way that an attack on Delhi, for instance, would not be. More than 250 people died in the bombings of 1993, and Bombay came right back from it. There's great resilience to these things in India.
Justin Hugler, a correspondent for the Independent newspaper. He's based in Delhi in India. Justin, thank you.
Thank you.